This resource has been made available to you by Religious Affections Ministries. For more resources, including articles, books, and podcasts, visit www.religiousaffections.org. This is Scott Aniel. I'm here with Michael Riley, and we've been discussing the issue of Reformed rap, Christian hip-hop. Is that even possible? And we discussed the issue of biblical authority over this and how the Bible presents for us a model, and the Bible applies to all of our decisions, even this one. And it's our task then to determine what we are communicating to see if we are correctly and appropriately presenting the truths of Scripture and the nature and character of God. We discussed in our last podcast the issue of different kinds of meaning when it comes to musical form. First of all, that there is such a thing as merely conventional meaning, oftentimes somewhat arbitrary. It can come and go. It can fade with different cultures and different time periods. It can be different from one individual to another. We certainly acknowledge that level. But underneath those conventional meanings, we are suggesting that there is a level at which, because music is a product of human communication, that it communicates messages on an effective level, not propositionally, but on an effective level, and that those messages have values and can either be values for good or for evil. The question before us today, then, is even assuming what we have argued thus far, what is to say, Mike, that we can't take something that has in the past or is currently in secular culture communicating those sinful values and transform it for the sake of the gospel?
And really, I think our answer here depends on the possibility that meaning is intrinsic and not purely associative.
True.
That if all meaning is associative, if nothing has meaning in and of itself, we would be inclined then to say that you can take any expression of any sort of culture. You know, you've got people, you know, guys wearing T-shirts covered in skulls, mm-hmm. right? And so we need Christian skull T-shirts.
Yeah.
You know, and that art form, we need to redeem that for Christ because it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. Well, let me back up here for just a minute first, because I think we need to ask first of all. I mean, do you believe in theory that we should redeem culture for Christ? I mean, is that idea even one that we would ascribe to?
The idea that everything in God's world is under God's lordship, and that we, particularly as individual believers, in our life expression, you know, if you're a Christian plumber, there is a sense in which your plumbing is an imposition of the lordship of Christ on those pipes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's true, right? There is no inch over all of life, in all of life, over which Christ does not say mine. I think that's true. But the redemption of culture idea has at least a possibility of some serious equivocation going mm-hmm. on here. That there's a sense in which I could say, yeah, I buy it. But there's another sense in which I say, wait, hang on a second. That isn't redeeming this thing. It's
Well, I think there's a significant difference between saying we should redeem all of culture for Christ, whether it's architecture or literature or music or any of these forms of art. I think that I agree with that. That's a true statement. We can use all of these things to the glory of God. But there's a huge difference between saying we should submit culture to the lordship of Christ, or we should redeem that particular cultural expression.
Sure.
There's a difference between the two.
Sure.
It's like, you know, I really think we talked last time about the difficulty of expressing how music communicates. But really, you know, musical communication is very similar to facial expressions or body gestures mm-hmm. or tone of voice. And what if I wanted to say, you know, I want to redeem a proud look well, you know, it's not as if I can, you know, take a proud look and somehow use that same expression for good. No, yeah. it means what it means.
Right.
Now, I can redeem my look, but if I redeem my look, I'm changing from a prideful look to a look or an expression that has some positive value.
Right.
I hear this whole notion of cultural redemption. It's almost as if I walk into a room with people who are yelling and screaming at each other and saying terrible things, and I want to solve the problem. So in order to try to create peace, I say, all right, I'm gonna say peaceful words, but I'm going to do it in the same way. I'm going to yell it and scream it at them.
Right.
It wouldn't work.
Right.
I have to totally change the means of expression in order to communicate something noble.
Right. Another example, and maybe useful, maybe not. Paul uses wrestling analogies, right? So it would be possible. So there is a form of wrestling that I think runs somewhat contrary to a Christian worldview, whether it be just brutally violent or...
Probably even in his day especially, it might be the Colosseum idea and
sure.
that kind of thing.
Yeah. But there are forms of wrestling that I think can be redeemed mm-hmm. that way. I don't know that it's possible in the same way to redeem dogfighting.
Hmm.
This is a cultural expression, right? Mm-hmm. This is something people do. But why is it impossible to if we just imposed Christian principles on it, that we could redeem dog... Well, no, because there's something at its core that isn't just associative, but that's actually evil itself, like a proud look, or like a bunch of people in a room all yelling at each other.
Right.
The redemption of those things is so thoroughly transforming that the redemption doesn't look like a Christian form of what came before, but when Christ comes, those things go away.
So we're saying, yes, let's redeem music for Christ.
Yes.
But because, as we've said, music as theory is neutral. But let's redeem hip-hop for Christ. But by doing so, we're going to come out with an entirely different form that expresses something differently, not propositionally,
right.
but on the effective level.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I don't doubt that there is probably within Christian hip-hop some realization of that.
Mm-hmm.
That if this is going to be Christian, it's not going to be exactly like
right.
this or exactly like that. That there's some consciousness of it, but there's also consciousness of the continuities, right? That I believe in the Dever interview, the Christian hip-hop artists mentioned different regional
right.
variety,
yes.
and that, okay, we do more of this.
And admittedly,
kind.
Listening to that, theirs is a more refined, subtle form.
Well, but it has very clear connections to the secular version from.
Right.
So okay, we're going to do it differently. Or even you had posted a link to a very troubling interview about kind of a rock opera that's coming out shortly. It's published by Naxos, the music publisher, and talked about the style of CCM,
mm-hmm.
of Christian pop music, and the sort of overproduced sheen that characterizes CCM. That there is some recognition, it seems, some recognition at an intuitive level that if Christ has bearing on this, it's going to somehow be different.
A little different, yeah.
A little different.
Yeah.
And what we're arguing is, okay, it does need to be different, but it needs to be so radically different it's actually not that thing
and
anymore.
Not just different for different's sake,
no.
but different because that expression is communicating something
right.
anti-God.
And that is another good point, is...
I wear a suit. That's not different than an unbeliever, but not expressing something.
And we are not aiming for... As has often been accused of fundamentalism, and in some cases rightfully so, we're not aiming for peculiarity for its own sake.
Right.
You know, we're not aiming for, hey, we want to look like Little House on the Prairie just so people think, wow, they're different.
Yeah, if an unbeliever expresses something noble, hey, we would say, okay, that's good.
Sure.
Common grace is at work there.
And these issues are always, and I want to go back to this, they're always difficult, mm-hmm. you know, because our hearts are deceitful. And so we're not arguing by any stretch of the imagination that hip-hop, because of its roots or because of this or because of that, must be uniformly evil, and Western high culture, because of its roots, must be uniformly good.
Right.
Issues of culture are challenging, and the reality is the worldliness that is tied to different cultural expressions, often as believers in Christ, I need to sit down with believers from another cultural expression to see the deficiencies in my culture.
Sure, yeah.
And we're suggesting, you know, okay, so I can learn issues. White, suburban, middle class, or high class, you know, classical culture, whatever. Issues of life, and maybe I'm stereotyping here. Maybe I am. I don't want to get myself in all sorts of hot water. But I think there are legitimate lessons on, for instance, community.
Uh-huh.
That
yeah.
we can learn from other cultures.
Absolutely,
that the individualism and not... So, okay, here are things that I can learn, that my covetousness is just embedded in a certain cultural expression, mm-hmm. The cultural that I live in.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm saying is there are deficiencies in my culture that I can learn from other cultures.
Mm-hmm.
But my heart on this is not that my culture is right because it's my culture, but in all the sincerity that I think I'm capable of, I've looked at Scripture and I've tried to look at this particular issue of culture, music, and I've said this particular cultural expression is most in line with how Scripture speaks of God.
Huh.
And I'm not arguing that it's right because it's mine. All cultures have to be evaluated by Scripture. And so where mine is deficient, I need that pointed out to me.
Yeah.
And what we're arguing is, in this case, we're convinced that in this issue of music, here is a better way. Here is a more thoroughly Christian way. And we throw that out there both with confidence, but also with charity.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we admitted, you know, we're very white. And this is you know, also admittedly an African-American form. And you know, so how would you respond? We can maybe conclude with this. You know, how would you respond to the charge of racism here,
yeah.
or of cultural elitism? Because that, you know, it's a valid question.
It is a valid question, and it's a very valid question.
I think at its root, I mean, you know, if even that question though assumes neutrality, which we're arguing against, it assumes that it's just different.
Yeah, it isn't. So this is why I bring up the fact that within my own culture, I am aware of, but perhaps even more troubling, I am not aware of sins that are embedded in my culture. You know, we talked about the fact that sometimes when you go to a foreign country, you see more clearly their values than they do. And there are times in which, in conversation with someone not in my culture, they see my culture better than I do.
Yeah.
Okay. And so the reality is that every culture, I think we're right on board with T.S. Eliot. Culture is an externalization, an external expression of a certain set of religious convictions.
Right.
I think
maybe not formal
true.
Religion, but
right.
value systems,
yeah,
worldviews.
They outwardly express your ultimate commitments,
right.
if we want to put it that way.
Yeah.
What is ultimately important? And so your architecture, worldviews or cultures... express ultimate commitments. They externalize ultimate commitments, which means that because I believe in the total depravity of man, I don't think that there is any particular race-based culture or ethnicity-based culture, if we want to prefer that term. I think there's good reasons to do so, that has it all right.
Right.
And that's
we're all going to be deficient in God's eyes.
We all have problems, not only individually, but in terms of our ethnic expressions. Mm-hmm. We all have problems. There's things that some do better than others. Mm-hmm. And that's why I like looking at other cultures, other ethnicities, and saying, you know what? It seems to me that they have a better grasp on biblical truth when it comes to contentment.
Mm-hmm.
Than our society does.
Yeah, right.
Or they have a far better grasp of community, or, you know, what it means to long for another time in another place.
Mm-hmm.
Or there are things that our ethnicity, our culture doesn't do well.
Yeah.
So all cultures lay open to the critique of Scripture.
Right. Evaluation.
And that means that in any given discussion, some of us are going to be in the position of getting our ethnicity's toes stepped on.
Sure.
But it isn't based on, again, Lord examining my heart and recognizing that sin is deceitful, and that I could have sin issues here that I don't recognize. But Lord willing, this is not an issue of a latent disregard of someone else's ethnicity or someone else's culture, that I'm trying to do an honest evaluation of all cultures, including my own, on the basis of Scripture.
This is why I think it's so important, for Christians as we nurture and write and produce Christian music for the expression of the nature and character of God and His truth, that we cultivate musical forms within the accountability of the church,
yes,
of Christianity.
Yes.
Because then at least we have godly people with Christian values and that accountability system. It's not this individualism, and it's a way to, it's really how Christian music has been in the past, nurtured for hundreds of years, in that accountability system of the community of faith,
in
the church.
In the same way that it's dangerous for doctrine to be developed,
mm-hmm,
in a corner.
Yeah.
It's dangerous for form to be developed in a corner.
Right. Well, this is not an easy issue by any stretch. I think we've made clear this is not a black and white, crystal clear kind of thing,
sure,
especially when we talk about musical communication. But hopefully this has been at least helpful to raise some issues and at least start the discussion. I think some people are just unwilling to even admit that this should be a discussion.
Right.
And hopefully that's at least raised that. So I appreciate you being here with this, and hopefully this will be a help to some folks.
Thank you.